This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.99 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30, approximately 300 feet south of Milton Ellendale Highway, which is Route 16, and the south side of Milton Ellendale Highway, approximately 300 feet west of Gravel Hill Road, which is Route 30. The 911 address is 14742 Gravel Hill Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 235, Map 13, Parcel 29.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of exhibits and a copy of a survey for the property. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Got the microphone. Thank you. I heard that. I'll say that again. Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. Members of the Planning Commission, for the record, my name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. Happy New Year to all the Planning Commission members and staff that I haven't spoken to already. And congratulations, Mr. Wheatley, on 30 years. I'll talk a little bit about history here. You were actually here for the history that I'll talk about tonight. So. This evening, I am representing both the applicant and owner of this application. The applicant is Reed Properties, LLC, as Mr. Whitehouse just introduced it, and the owner of the property is a related entity, Whitewater Enterprise, LLC. Right before I walked up here, the person sitting to my left, who is to your right as you're looking at me, is Brandon White. He's a part of the ownership group of those two LLCs. As indicated, when Mr. Whitehouse introduced the application, this application is for a 2.9, we'll say 3 acres, that is located near the intersection of Route 16 or the Milton Ellendale Highway, which, to help orient everybody, runs across the screen from left to right. And the other road that is at this intersection is Route 30. And it only seems appropriate, given my love of the roads that change names, that this is one of those roads in Sussex County that changes names. Gravel Hill Road is south of Route 16. As you drive over Route 16, it becomes Isaacs Road. This afternoon, or now early evening, application seeks to rezone the property that's highlighted here in yellow. From AR1, Agricultural Residential District, to C2, the Medium Commercial District. And again, I'm certain that everyone is familiar with this location, but for anyone who is not familiar, I did want to run through a couple of the features of the property. And I'm going to, if you don't mind, Mr. Whitehouse, I'm going to turn off the zoning. As you can see, this property wraps around the ironworks facility, which most people are familiar with at that intersection. It's a commercial zoning, as you saw a moment ago, but it has an industrial type feel to it, given the nature of their work. Diagonally across Route 16 is Kemp's Liquors. And as you travel east on Route 16, as if you were headed towards the town of Milton, you would of course come to a site that's under construction presently, which is the Jerry Ann McLam Medical Pavilion that's being constructed by BB Healthcare. The town of Milton's corporate limits are about a mile from this site, so it's just west of the town of Milton. To the south of this property and to the west are properties that are owned by other parts of that Reed family that the Reed Properties name comes from. As you can see, to the west of the properties that are family-owned, there is a substantial agricultural and poultry operation located off of Route 16. If we move across to the northwest quadrant of the road, that is in agricultural preservation. And as many of you know from other applications that you've seen, that is part of the spray areas that are for what Artesian refers to as SURF, or the Sussex Regional Reclamation Facility, which is a series of agricultural fields and woodlands that are again, used in their wastewater treatment process. Moving to the other side of now Isaacs Road or Route 30, of course, I mentioned Kemp's Liquors. Ironworks, which is on the south side, also has a location, office, and other activities go on the north side of that property as well. And of course, you can see there are residential subdivisions there. If we move to the south a little bit, again, we're beyond the property limits, but the family owns properties that extend all the way from Route 16 down to the railroad here. And down near the railroad is the Pemberton community, again, situated along Gravel Hill Road. There are no improvements on this property, as you can see, based on those tax map. There are two billboards that you could see the shadows of, which are located along the eastern boundary of the property, adjacent to the ironworks site. But other than that, the property is unimproved, and as you can see, used as part of agricultural activities at this time. As just described, there are a wide variety of uses ranging from industrial, commercial, poultry, south of the railroad tracks. Many people are familiar with the Baker Petroleum site and Wyoming Millworks, which are, of course, an industrial type use. And then again, as you move towards Milton, there have the medical use that I just mentioned, then a number of other businesses, of course, as you approach the municipal limits. The zoning map corresponds with that, as you would anticipate. You can see the ironworks site is zoned C1, as is their other site on the north side of Route 16. The Kemp's Liquor site is, that color is B1, or neighborhood business. And you can see there's a fairly substantial area of C1 that is situated along Route 16 there on both sides of the highway. The orangish color, I believe that is, to the south of that C1 is the county's high-density residential district. And then, of course, the other lands that are south of this, the family-owned lands, are zoned AR1, as is the property tonight. And then this grayish area, when you get south of the railroad tracks, is HI1, heavy industrial. Again, that's where Baker Petroleum and Wyoming Millworks are located. This is a really good vision test and coordination test, if I can line these things up from a distance. The future land use map for this property, again, which is still outlined in yellow, you can see that because it is an unshaded property, that means that it is within the low density area. And as you know, the low density is one of the county's rural areas within the comprehensive plan. You can see that immediately adjacent to the property, the C1 properties that we just mentioned ago, this beigeish color, they are all in the developing area. And of course, if we move towards the town of Milton, you get into town center, the darker color, which is anticipated to be either within the municipal limits or within their annexation area. To the south of the property, again, those industrial uses have an industrial designation on the future land use map. In describing this low density area that you can see on the screens around the room, the comprehensive plan for Sussex County states that business development should be largely confined to businesses addressing the needs of these two uses. And the two uses that it's referring to are in the preceding sentence. And those two uses are agricultural activities and homes. The purpose of the application that's in front of the commission this afternoon is to be able to have a satellite location for my client's related business, which is a well drilling business, Aquatech Water Specialties. And as the site is larger than it would need for just that satellite building or offices, its goal is to create some flex warehousing where the contractors in this local area could serve residences, businesses, and homes as is anticipated within the low density area. According to Table 4.5-2 of the comprehensive plan that the Planning Commission members are all familiar with, That is entitled Zoning Districts Applicable to Future Land Use Categories. And when you look at that chart, the C2 medium commercial zoning district is an applicable zoning district within the low density area on the future land use map. Because C2 is one of the applicable zoning districts for this area pursuant to the comprehensive plan, it's important to look at what the zoning code says is the purpose of that C2 medium commercial district. The zoning code states in the first section for that district as follows: this district supports uses that include retail sales and performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and services businesses. The district shall be primarily located near arterial and collector streets. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. This application is consistent with the purpose of the C2 zoning district, as I just read it from the code, as its goal is to support service businesses, and it is certainly located near arterial and collector streets. As you can see, and I'll turn off the future land use map overlay, as you can see, there is substantial frontage that this property has on Route 16, or the Milton Allendale Highway. And of course, it also does have frontage that exists along Route 30 or Gravel Hill Road. DLDOT has designated both of these roads as major collectors, and Gravel Hill Road, which is also Delaware Route 30, is also alternate Route 5 and has been designated by DLDOT. And when you drive out there, there is signage that designates it as such, is designated as a truck route. Certainly, Gravel Hill Road is one of the more important north-south truck routes that connects areas in northern Sussex County, starting with Milford to areas in central and southern Sussex County, visiting places, obviously going past Milton, but then down to Georgetown, Millsboro, and beyond. Similarly, and not to slight Route 16, Route 16 is one of the primary east-west corridors in Sussex County as well. This property's location just off of this intersection is one of the key components and reasons why C2 is an appropriate zoning district for that. With that background on the comprehensive plan and the zoning classification and zoning code characteristics, I did want to review a few details of the property. First, the property meets the height, area, and bulk requirements that are in the zoning code for a C2 parcel. As you know, that means that there has to have a minimum of 15,000 square feet of area, a minimum width of 75 feet, and a minimum depth of 100 feet, and this property certainly meets all of those. And in addition, it can meet all the other setbacks and other height, area, and bulk requirements that would be part of any construction that occurred on this, given the 3-acre size of it and the frontage along the roads that I mentioned a moment ago. There are no wetlands that are located on the property. The property is not within a floodplain, as it is shown as being within Zone X on the FEMA map for this area. And as the commission is familiar, that's an area determined to be outside of the 500-year floodplain. Similarly, there are no Chapter 89 or source water protection issues. And that means that this property is not located within an excellent recharge area. Similarly, it is not in a wellhead protection area. Central water and central sewer are available to the property through artesian and tidewater. And it's probably, Mr. Whitehouse, it might be within you, if you could, the CPCN map, that's probably going too far. I'm testing my abilities with the mouse from here too far. But if you were to look at the CPCN map, you will see that this property does you can see the shading and cross-hatching, and it's actually both of the cross-hatching. It goes multiple directions, which means, of course, that the property is within the service areas of artesian and tidewater. One of the primary concerns I know at most of these hearings, of course, is traffic. That's what the Planning Commission hears about often. And a service level evaluation request was sent to DLDOT. And its response, which was in the project materials that Mr. Whitehouse introduced, was that the application should be considered without a traffic impact study, as the determination of traffic for that site will be made based upon the specific use, the ultimate specific use, and the site plan for that use. By way of quick background on this property, and I mentioned it at the outset of my introduction, Mr. Wheatley, this property has been the subject of two other land use applications. One of them is referenced in the staff review report, and that is it was the subject of a conditional use application in 2008. The property was actually smaller then. It was only a 2-acre property at that point. The area at the southern end of the property was not within or not part of the property at that time. It was thought at that time that Aquatech was going to move its entire operation from the Lewis area to this location. For various reasons, that did not occur, even though the County Council did grant that conditional use. And so, of course, the conditional use ultimately lapsed for non-use. At this time, given that the main operations are staying in Lewis, and this would be a satellite operation with the hope to allow other contractors this flex space opportunity at this intersection, it was thought that this change of zone application would be a more appropriate application than trying to go forward again with another conditional use. Otherwise, every time one of those new businesses wanted to join, we'd end up having to go back through this land use entitlement process. In addition to that application in 2008, this property was also the subject of an assemblage of three properties that started at Route 16 and went all the way down to the railroad. And that was a change of zone application seeking to change the designation of all 67 acres, the entire family-owned property within that portion, from the AR1 zoning district to the HI Heavy Industrial District. That's the same district as the Baker Petroleum immediately to the south. That application was change of zone 1923, and the Planning Commission recommended approval of that change of zone to the Heavy Industrial District. Unfortunately for my clients, County Council did not see that the same way, and we did not achieve 3 affirmative votes for that change of zone application. Of course, this afternoon's application is certainly a much smaller land area than that 67-acre assemblage of land, and of course is a much less intense application than the prior heavy industrial zoning district application. And a good example of this, and when I read the purpose of the C2 zoning district, the last sentence expressly states that the C2 zoning district does not allow outside storage or sales for commercial purposes. And as the commission knows, that's a significant restriction and one of the reasons why the C2 zoning district is shown as being an applicable district in the low density areas is because when you don't have that outside storage or sales going on, it leads to a less intense look and less disruptive to neighboring properties. Finally, this change of zone is particularly appropriate, as I mentioned, given the location of these 3 acres. The property is bordered by 2 major collectors, as I mentioned a moment ago, 2 of Sussex County's primary east-west and north-south roads, being Route 16 and Route 30. The remainder of the property's boundaries are the ironworks site, which is zoned C1, but again, used in a more industrial than commercial type fashion. And of course, then the remaining boundaries of this property are other lands that are owned by the family. In short, this means that if the application were ultimately successful in front of County Council and the neighbor to the south and west did not like a use or something of that nature, they would need to take it up with their family members at that point in time. Based upon the comprehensive plan, the zoning code, the location of this property, and the nature and character of the surrounding area, my client requests that the Planning Commission recommend to County Council that this change of zone application be approved. I do have a proposed set of findings that I will hand to Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Robinson at that time. And that concludes my presentation, and myself and my client are happy to answer any questions that members of the commission or staff may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has. We'll start with Mr. Pack. Okay. Mr. Pound, I have no questions.
Okay, no questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Why not? None for me, thank you.
Anyone like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1992 Reed Properties LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1992? Okay, then. Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.